proposal that I made, that I was making the last two, was that we sit down with the people who are actually working the plant, all the plants. We sit down with the engineers, the local engineers, you know, that actually are able to tell in black and white what is going on here, how we come up with a solution, and that between the council staff and Irish Water, that we put solutions in place for all of the issues that we're having here now in West Donegal. And honestly, it's a daily basis now that we're having interruptions between the Ross's Regional Water Supply and the Letcher Mac Award, and also the issues over in the Pilcarra and Gorta Hawk area. You know, it, as I say, it's nearly a daily occurrence now that there's outages. So we need to put a special meeting in place. My opinion is that we need to be coming up with solutions. It's all right knowing the problems, but, you know, not to have the solutions, it's just not good enough. It's only when it's gone that you hear the stories and, you know, people explain to you what it means to them that you realise this just can't go on. And unfortunately, it's going to be 2 years before the new water treatment plant is built and Letcher Mac Award and functioning. Like, as I said, from Portneuve to Fintown to Mahery and Mina Cosh and Letcher Mac Award itself, it's just not good enough that we're going to have these problems for the next 2 years. So the solution, I think, is there. I think that people do have solutions to the issue, but it's everybody sitting down and working together to ensure that what has happened over the last 4 to 5 months doesn't continue over the next 18 months.
And it's frustrating for local people as well that Irish Water is allowing so many outages to happen.
Yeah, listen, some problems with water outages, you know, can be explained very easily, but This is the pattern that has emerged, you know, within West Donegal over the last, especially I suppose the last number of months. It's continuous. So what people are going through, like, they don't know, they can't plan. They don't know when the water's going to come back on. They may be told it's coming on at a certain time, and not coming on then for a number of hours. Heating systems, you know, homes depend on it. Heating systems depend on it. And for people to be left for days on end and not having the knowledge, or not in the knowledge, but the information, it's just not good enough. And in this day and age, like, the solutions are there. We just need to ensure that the people are getting the proper service